Hi guys, welcome to the In Conversation With podcast. With just three races left of the 2018 World Rally Championship, I'm here at M Sport HQ with Elfyn Evans, who'll be fielding questions about the season so far and how testing is going ahead of the British Rally.
So, look at this place we're in. It looks amazing. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's an incredible room. Obviously, M Sport is a team with a lot of history, a lot of success, and a small part of it is obviously displayed in this little room that we have just outside the workshop factory. And all cars from, Malcolm's personal escort to, some of the historic focuses that won rally. So, a lot of history and, a lot of memorabilia in here.
There is indeed. I feel like I'm surrounded by rally history. But obviously, when we're talking about rally history, obviously your dad was a British rally champion. And you have, obviously, the motor business within the family. Was it something that you always wanted to do?
Not so much, perhaps, when I was growing up. I think there was always the interest there, naturally, with Dad being professional when I was growing up. But as a kid, everything was about motorbikes, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Not really at a very high level, but, that's what I enjoyed, anything with engines and that sort of thing. And speed, yeah, really. not massively into rallying, but then the closer I got to 17, the urge sort of kicked in. Dad was not keen at all.
Really?
Yeah, he wanted me to, go and play golf or football or something, but it wasn't really me, so I pushed and pushed on him, and eventually I sort of persuaded him that it was a good idea to let me build my first car, and it sort of
progressed. Built it yourself.
Yeah, well, that was the deal.
So if
I wanted to go, then I had to learn, and obviously I'd spent a lot of my summer holidays when I was in school at the dealership learning how to work on cars and things. So, yeah, I did, with some help, of course, but the majority of the work I did myself.
That's amazing. And did he ever give you any tips when you started out rallying?
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially in the first year, sort of left me to it, hoping, I guess, that I didn't enjoy it and that I'd be back to some other dreams or something.
Yeah.
But no, obviously, once I got the bug, I was hooked. And I would say the more success I had and the more serious I seemed to start taking it, then the more support he gave, of course.
Amazing. So how are you feeling the season's going so far?
Yeah, this season's really been far below what I expected, to be honest. It's really not been a good season. We had some really strong rallies last year, so we went into this season with high expectations, to be honest, but for one reason or another it hasn't really worked out. Just the one podium, which we were hoping for a lot more than that. But, we have three rounds left now that we can, look at in a positive light and hopefully come away with another podium at least.
Fantastic. So we have a question from the viewers, from Pit Crew, and he says, thinking back to the Tour de Corse, how tricky was it to get used to Phil Mills after after Dan obviously got concussion?
Yeah, it was difficult, to be honest. It was, something that was new for all of us.
Yeah.
None of us had really sort of experienced concussion before and what the recovery time was.
Yeah.
Obviously, we were in the hands of the experts and there was a chance, of course, that Dan would be fit.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, we thought probably 2 or 3 weeks away, as soon as it happened in Mexico, that there wouldn't be a question that he'd be okay. But the test came back and he wasn't fit to go. And, Phil agreed to come with, just a day or two, I think, before we were due to fly out. So it was really, really a last minute thing. He hadn't sat in the car for...
So you hadn't practiced much with him?
No, nothing at all,
really.
So for him, it was a massive, massive challenge. He obviously has a massive history in rallying and has been very, very successful. But, for anybody to sit out of anything for almost 10 years, I think it was, since he last competed in a World Championship event. And to just jump in cold was always going to be a shock. So, there was some time to adjust for both of us. But, with all his experience, I think he was able to adapt very, very quickly. And he did the job brilliantly well for us.
Fantastic. So, obviously, going back to last year with Wales Rally GB with Dan and obviously your win, which was fantastic. How did it feel?
Yeah, to be honest, it's the highlight of my career so far, for sure. We worked really hard for the event. We knew that we had the potential to win with obviously the tyre package that we had. Normally, you know, starting as far back as we were, it's normally very difficult to win GB. But thankfully, you know, we had the opportunity to go and win. Everything sort of went our way that weekend. You know, to finally achieve the first win after becoming so close in Argentina earlier in the year was a big relief in the way, but the actual experience was fantastic.
Amazing. So what does timing mean for rallying?
Well, timing is absolutely everything. Yeah. Because unlike circuit racing, perhaps where you're racing other cars around you, with rallying, you're not really racing your competitors, you're racing the clock. You know, there's no other cars directly against you on the stage. So it's all about the time, and getting the time is what wins you the rally. So it's critical in more ways than one, because obviously we want the fastest stage time possible. But also the event runs to an accurate time, and it means that Dan's job, my co-driver, must check in on his exact minute. So his ability to keep to that time is crucial to be successful.
Yeah, fantastic. And I'm having a look at your wrist now, and you have a very smart pulse watch. So I'm going to be a bit cheeky. So what's your actual time management like in real life? In a personal sense, are you good at keeping time?
Not too bad, I would say. Not too bad.
Amazing. So obviously you and Dan trained together throughout the season. What would you focus on in training?
A bit of everything, really. Rallying is quite diverse. So, you know, if you're a snooker player, you just practice snooker, I guess, you know. But in rallying, there's so many elements that we have to work on. And, you know,
is one driving?
No, it's not.
No.
You know, a big part of it is the pace notes. So the pace notes that we form to describe the road, that's something that's ever evolving. You know, we're always looking for improvements and things to develop the system. So me and Dan will spend quite a lot of time discussing that during the year and making refinements, how we can make things better. Another part is our physical condition personally. So there's many sides as well to that. Sometimes it can be extremely hot inside the cockpit of the cars.
I can imagine.
So up to 50, 60 degrees.
Wow.
Which is really hot.
That is very warm.
So you have to be able to maintain concentration at that time. So physical fitness is what helps support that. And also it can be very, very rough inside the car. We get a lot of impacts to the neck and especially our backs. So it's about having good core strength and protecting that as well. And then of course, a big part of it as well is the driver training. And to be honest, we're quite limited on, you know, opportunity to train. We only have 55 test days for the whole team, because that's divided by three drivers.
Okay.
So it works out, you know, this year we'll probably do about 15 to 20 test days. So you have to obviously work on the car setup during that time, but also your own driving.
How often would you train, like weekly?
It depends.
Training, I mean, when we say in the car, but altogether, is it every single day that you have some sort of element of training?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's physical training or the video work, because a lot of the preparing on the pace notes, because we only have two passes, a lot of it we can pre-prepare before by looking at videos. So we have historical data from previous rallies, all the video footage. So we spend many, many hours studying that before we come to an event. So yeah, all in all, it's a lot of my time, yeah.
So if you could change one thing about rallying, what would you change?
Well, that's a good question. That's a difficult question as well.
Do you enjoy all the traveling?
Hate the travelling.
There we go.
Yeah, so yeah, if every rally started outside my front door, that would be great.
But
dreaming, yeah, exactly.
So when you began rallying, what was your first car and how does it compare to something that you drive now?
Massive contrast is the answer. So we bought a Nissan Micra, which is 1,000cc. It had massive axe gouges for some reason through the roof skin of the car. So the first job was to replace the roof skin. The car cost £200. And then probably spent around £2,000 with all the safety equipment and everything, some suspension, and off we went rallying, basically. So the car was worth probably £2,500-£3,000. In contrast now, obviously a Ford Fiesta, it's modified very heavily from a production-based car, although the shell that you see in the factory in a normal Fiesta, that's how the car starts its life. And then a massive amount of man hours going to converting it to four-wheel drive, all the suspension pickup points, the safety cell, of course. And you end up with a price tag of, I don't know exactly what it is, but probably close to 600,000 or something.
Wow.
Very expensive.
Amazing.
Anyway.
So how are you feeling about Wales coming up in a couple of weeks? Obviously, you're a reigning champion from last year and you're a local boy. How are you coping with the pressure?
Yeah, the pressure's not a big issue, to be honest. Massively looking forward, always, to your home rally, you know, stages you're quite familiar with, although there is quite a few new stages this year that even I'm not so familiar with. But yeah, always the atmosphere is incredible. There's always a special buzz about competing at home, so I'm really looking forward.
Good. Well, we actually had a question about what do you think of the route this year?
I have to say I'm a massive fan of the Mid Wales stages, and there's quite a lot less stages in Mid Wales this year. Yeah. They've used you know, quite a lot of roads linked together now by tarmac sections, which is a new thing for this year. We have to wait and see how it is. We don't know for sure. My gut feeling is I maybe won't enjoy them quite as much, but nonetheless.
I suppose it depends on the weather as well.
Exactly, that can play a massive part in GB. And with the event being earlier than last year, you know, normally we run the event middle of November. It was moved to end of October last year, and this year it's beginning of October. So that could have a massive change on the weather. So if we see a dry rally GB, then, you know, it could mean that running further back on the road could be an advantage, which is normally the complete opposite. When it's very muddy and wet, you always want to be first on the road. So let's wait and see. It could be quite different this year.
So where do you see yourself going in the future? What's like the biggest aim for you?
Naturally, competing where we are, the goal is always to be world champion. You know, that's what we're working towards. You know, it's not been a good year this year, and we're been a while away off that. But reading between the lines, you know, when I really study the data, the speed has probably been the best it's ever been. So, you know, we have to keep working very hard on that and keep aiming for that dream.
Perfect. So we have a couple of questions from your fans, and you almost answered it a second ago when we were talking about the conditions, but we've got one from Jamie Arkle from Gravel Crew, and he's asked, Wales Rally GB has of course been shifted around the WRC calendar, and it falls a few weeks earlier than it did in 2017, meaning there's a greater chance of drier weather and dustier, more abrasive conditions. Do you have a preference? Would you rather the contest as a traditional wet Rally GB or a drier one?
It's a bit of a double-edged question in a way, because this year, with our position in the championship and our road order, then I want it to be as dry as possible, to be honest, because that gives us the best possible chance for a good result.
Yeah.
But for me, if I sort of look at Rally GB in my heart, it's always been late November, really difficult conditions, dark stages, fog, you know, all the challenges that Rally GB normally is famous for. And that, for me, is Rally GB. So for me, I would like it to be back, you know, at the back end of the calendar, really difficult, and the real character of Rally GB was what I would like to see again.
Okay, fantastic. So we have one last question from Ash Smith, and he says, what's your favourite rally? And you're not allowed to say Wales.
Okay, that makes it easy then, because obviously Wales is special for the home environment and everything. But other than that, you just can't beat the thrill of driving in Finland, especially with the new cars now. The speed is incredible. The jumps and everything is just a fantastic feeling to drive the car. And I really enjoy it. So, yeah, a pretty easy one after Wales.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for your time today, and a really, really good luck in Wales in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.